Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what is expected of us. Now, but you discover so many people, they call me, they send letters to us, text messages, I am now in Abuja, please, Pastor, where is bride in Abuja? Pastor, I am now in Onitsha. I've moved over to Onitsha. Where is bride in Onitsha? So that I will go and worship there. He is a denominational spirit worrying him. Because if you leave your denomination here, and you go to, you are going to Port Harcourt, your denominational branch for here will give you a letter. Then you will go to Port Harcourt so that they will receive you in Port Harcourt into fellowship. Then you will tell them why you were in Lagos. Now you, they sweep everywhere for church. And then so that they will not fit you in the department where they sweep church. And you think that is Christianity? My Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, hallelujah, and verse 13. He said, by one spirit are we baptized into your denominational church? Where are you baptized into? Into Christ. That's what that scripture tells me. Not into any denomination. You are baptized into Christ. Hallelujah. No Jew died for you. Why are you dying for your Jew? No denomination can take you to heaven. Why are you busy promoting your denomination? Now, but Pastor Moses, so okay, if I leave Lagos now, where will I worship? I said, seek identification. Use that to know where to worship. To identify them. Number one is in Matthew chapter 13. Some people call that vision, they don't bring Bible. Okay, maybe you know they sleep all night. It's all right. Matthew chapter 13. There is a story of the parable of wheat and tares. Hallelujah. I will read it for emphasis so that you will understand. This parable lets us know there are two groups of people in the church of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not talking about sitting down in the church like this. We are looking generally at the body of Christ today. So that anywhere you move, you go, you can know where to identify with and where to run away from. Verse 24. He used a parable to describe it. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is the church ages. It's likened unto a man who soweth good seed in his field. And who is that man that sowed good seed in his field? The field is the church. The good seed, the truth, the word of truth. Verse 25. But while men slept, who are those men that slept? His apostles that carried the gospel. After they all died, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the household came and said unto him, Sir, did not thou sow good seed in his field, in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, without them that we go and gather them up? He said, an enemy has done it. Is it not good seed we sow? Listen, I'm trying to explain that for those who may be hearing us for the first time. Can I go on now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, while men slept, the enemy came and planted his own inside. He said, an enemy has done this. Now you have to understand how the church started before you will understand that parable. When the church of Jesus Christ started, it's not everybody that could join the church. Oh, it's not everybody that could say, I go church. It wasn't so. No man just joined a church like that. In fact, the Bible even said, no man could call Jesus Christ the Lord except by the Holy Ghost. A man and his wife stood to give Lila testimony. Ananias and Sapphira. I think Acts chapter 5 or so. Because they lied, the Holy Ghost. Nobody said he broke their leg, he killed them. That brought fear. But now, he said his servants woke up and they saw tares also grow up. He saw good seed. Now you see tares together, mingled together with the good seed. That is, now he saw liars jumping at the altar. Nothing is happening to them. For one night, sitting down in the church, nothing is happening. There are pastors that have girlfriends in the church. They slept last night. They bathed. They are now in the church. Nothing is going on. And the servants of this master said, ah, that is what you saw now. What is happening in the church of Jesus Christ? He said, an enemy has done this. Hear the next statement. Without them that we go and gather them up. But he said, no. Lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. You know the reason why? Because the real wheat may be influenced by the tares, and the real wheat may be acting like the tares out of influence. He said, so what did he say that should happen to them? Verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. Let them grow together. Then you'll understand the mystery of why all the good, the bad, all manner of things today are found in Christianity. Certainly the Christianity you see today is not the Christianity of the Bible. It's not. He said, let them grow together. There is the false church and there is the true church. But the two of them have mingled themselves together until you cannot understand who is who anymore. Because they are holding the same Bible, they are all speaking in tongues, they are all doing miracle signs and wonders. But what is happening? Matthew chapter 7. Put your finger there. I'm coming back there. Put your finger there. Are we there? Verse 21. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Who are those that will enter? But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, which day? The day of reckoning, the coming of the Lord Jesus. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then at that time will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. Go back to chapter 13. So that you'll understand what we're talking about. Let both grow together. So when they were casting out devils, when they were doing mighty miracles in his name, yes, something was going on. Nothing happened to them. But Jesus was looking at a certain group of people. He didn't even know them. But the mystery there is that they were doing it in his name and something was happening. You see where the spirit of deception is now? Let both grow together until the harvest. The harvest is the end of time. And I have tried to let you know we are now at the end of the time allotted to the Gentiles. According to Hosea chapter 6 and verse 2, the period that the gospel is supposed to be with the Gentiles is 2 days, 2,000 years. Calculate it either from AD 33 or AD 70. Calculate it down and see how many days, how many years more left for that 2,000 years to be completed. And so surely we are in the end time. Let both grow together so that you'll understand that God allowed all manner of things in the church. The enemy planted his wrong seed. After Christ planted the good seed of his word. Apostle Paul was so sure they waited until Apostle Paul died. But Apostle Paul saw that it will happen after his departure. It's true. Oh, glory be to God. Apostle Paul, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8, he laid a course. He said, if any man shall preach any other gospel other than what we have preached, he said, let that person be accursed. He said, if he come again and change revelation, whether an angel from heaven come down, he said, let that angel be accursed. That he led a course. The certainty of the gospel. All scriptures, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, is written by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost and is profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for everything. For everything. Everything is everything. The Bible is enough. It can solve every life problem. The Bible is our compass from earth to glory. It is this same Bible Christ is coming to judge us by. The safest place to be is to be in the Word of God. This Bible is the most authentic book, the most authentic scripture on earth that has withstood the test of time. They've tried to do everything, it has not changed nothing. Them of old tried this book, it confirmed it is true. Thousands of years after, we are trying this same book again. Because in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's why the songwriter says, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Oh, it was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for William Brown. And it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. We are traveling on the right road. Oh, we are traveling on the right road. Is this Bible? This Bible. Apostle Paul said, anybody that preaches anything contrary to this Bible, let that person be accursed. And this Bible, for instance, in Matthew 23, the Lord Jesus Christ forbid us from taking any other title. So all this Reverend Doctor, Joe, Archbishop, Archdeacon, Chief of this, Chief of that. It's unscriptural. Apostle Paul made it clear. I permit not a woman to teach, nor usurp authority over the man. That scripture, you know, forbid woman pastor. So any church with a woman pastor, you don't know where to go. Any church according to the Bible, Apostle Paul said, anybody that does that, contrary to these scriptures, he said, let that person be. Hallelujah. Somebody goes, nobody this kind to make us come vision. Now we want. So we come see vision. There's a prophet here. Now the prophet, now one of them is the CISO. Now one of them is the CISO. One of them is the here, so. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, this is the time of harvest. I will say to the reaper, somebody shout reaper. Are you afraid? Say reaper. I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. That is, at the end time, at harvest time like this, he, God, is going to send people, his servants that he called what? Reapers. They will gather two groups of people. Every preacher today is a reaper. So that is the first identification. Every Jew, every pastor, including Pastor Moses Alu in Brother Assembly, is a reaper. Every reaper is to gather either of these two groups. It's either gathering the tares or it's gathering the wheat. Who are the tares? Tares are a group of people who have no love for truth. And yet they are going to church. Tares. They are going to church. How do you imagine? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You are a Nigerian. And the constitution of Nigeria forbids murder. If you kill, what will happen to you? You'll be killed. If you steal, they will jail you. It forbids crime. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then imagine an armed robber then going to mix freely with policemen for police station and police barrack, carrying his gun for his pocket. Bewaka. That is the kind of person you are. You read this Bible, you go to church, you know that this God of the Christians is a holy God. You know it. And every abominable thing spoken against in this scripture, you are involved in it. Yet you carry your Bible, you are going to church. You are a tear. Fornication means nothing to you. 419 means nothing to you. You left business center now, Yahoo Yahoo boy, to run to vigil for God to give you success in Yahoo Yahoo business. You are here now. A couple of vigil. You are a pair. It's true. The Bible is clear. You cannot wear that, sister, that pertains to a man. In this part of the country, trouser na man they wear them. Oh! You see why I wanted to take offering before I start preaching. Because why Yahoo Yahoo boy go now? Hey Yahoo Yahoo! Don't bring that offering to this church, oh! If you put any 419 offering in this church, God will show you that this is not a gathering of tares. The most abominable thing anybody can do is to bring the wages of prostitution and put it in the offering box. Hey, you're saying, thank God, I'm not a prostitute. Let me tell you who a prostitute is. The Bible called them whoremongers. Who is a whore? A whore, a prostitute, is any woman that sleeps with any man that is not her husband. A prostitute. A prostitute. He said, prostitute, they charge. You uncle, you don't charge. You don't buy something for you. What did they buy for? No, because they sleep with you. Now make her give you the money. And you carry Bible. After you leave your boyfriend's house, you slept in that bathroom, took your bath and put perfume. Carry Bible. Where are you going? To which God? You are a bear because he didn't plant you there. And so many of these categories in your filthy estate, you still want to go to church to create confusion so that people will say, ah, no be Christians be this. Until she's a Christian, I see her, she's holding Bible. But she's dressed like a prostitute. But she's carrying Bible there. But see, she's even speaking in tongues. Like Christian. God is saying, wait, at the end time, I will send my reapers. Who are the reapers? All the pastors. You have not seen a pastor that says, oh, sister, did they say you cannot wear trousers? No. Can't you see? Is it because I don't have money to buy trousers for my wife? I mean, my wife's shape, not you enter trousers. There's trousers for fat people, there's trousers for thin people. Now, I mean, sister. And they see them for television, they see them. And they see trousers, fat people, they wear trousers. Women, fat women, they wear trousers. So they are not the cloth, tell them the cotton size. They take measurement, they go sit down. But here am I am telling my church here that God forbids it. Another pastor is telling his own church, it doesn't matter, we are reapers, separating these two from one another. Because at the end time, he will send his reapers. Therefore, every pastor is a reaper. How do you identify with your knowledge of the Bible? See the kind of people that go to that church. See the kind of thing he preaches. Then you know, if you are a tear, you will love the sermons of a tear. If you are a wheat, you will love the sermons of a wheat. If you were wearing trousers before, he said, hey, so it's wrong. That's why he said, if you uproot them, you may uproot the wheat also. Because this one that was wearing trousers, he was like an eagle that left his egg. I don't know how to say it. Do I still have time to talk? Evangelist Ike, do I have time to talk?